This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is Panacea Life Sciences Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PLSH. Joining us today is the company's CEO, Leslie Budorf. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's wonderful to have you back. I'm wondering if you can provide us with an updated about statement for the new listeners.
Sure. So as I discussed last time, Panacea Life Sciences, we're dedicated to the life sciences and health and wellness industries. We have a manufacturing and research facility in Golden, Colorado, and we produce not only hemp-derived cannabinoids, but functional mushrooms, kratom, and nutraceutical products for consumers and pets. We're a GMP facility, FDA approved, and we have about a 51,000 square feet manufacturing facility and have about $1 billion in capacity that we can produce on an annual basis.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, I know one of the things that we last spoke to you about was the potential acquisition of N7. Can you tell me how that's coming along?
Yes, we're finalizing our due diligence of the company, and we plan to close mid-May. So this will get us into a lot of different areas in terms of distribution and a lot of distribution deals that will come our way that we can take advantage of our manufacturing facility.
Wonderful. And from what I understand, that company specializes in kava, kratom, CBD, and hemp products. Is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent. I also noticed that they run a successful chain of kava and kratom lounges in the state of Florida, and that they were founded in 2012.
Yes, and they're currently expanding different stores and also distribution outlets. Another big business that we hope to get into is the canning business, which we would have a kratom natural energy drink product. So they've been working hard on that.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like a huge diversification, but it's still, you know, in a complementary market. That's excellent.
Yes, we think it'll be a big seller.
Is there anything else in the acquisition pipeline that we haven't heard of yet?
We've got several different deals that we're working on, a couple that we've signed that are pretty exciting. We signed an agreement with a distribution group in Guyana, and this country is looking for, emerging growth country. They just had major deals in the oil and gas area, and they're putting a lot of investment into the health and wellness because of the investments they're able to do. So we just signed that agreement. We're looking to expand into other countries as well, as we have current agreements in Europe and also the Middle East. So that's one area. The second area, we signed an agreement with Bob Marley's family to produce their functional mushrooms. And for those of you that don't know what functional mushrooms are, these are mushrooms that have been cultivated for health benefits rather than a food source. So we're just in the midst of getting that production done. So this is an exciting opportunity for us.
Wow. Okay. So we have the N7, the Guyana, and the Marley mushroom. Can we go a little more back and get back into the Guyana? You can only say so much, we only know so much, et cetera. Can you give me a little more on that?
Sure. So we have a full line of CBD and CBG topical and ingestible products. And they had the country just changed their current hemp laws, which allow for the sale of CBD. So they really believe this will be one of a thriving market in Guyana over the next couple of years. So we've signed with this distribution group, and we really plan to distribute these products for relief of pain, sleep, and anxiety.
That sounds incredible. And so these would be made in your Colorado GMP certified 51,000 square foot facility?
Yes, they will. And then we'll ship them down there.
Excellent. So let's kind of go next into the Marley functional mushroom deal. What more can you tell us about it?
Well, it's just we've working with a distributor who has agreement with the Marley family, and they have been in the functional mushroom business for some time now, and we're a new manufacturer for them, and we will be producing, we're starting off with four different products, different SKUs, and we hope to expand that as time goes on.
Okay, and I know that, you know, everything is would, could, et cetera, but can you tell me anything about those four particular products?
Currently, Marley has these products on the market that they've sold previously. So we are just continuing to manufacture those products. Also in the pipeline, we've got two new products that we hope to expand for them in terms of soft gels and gummies. So we're working on those formulations.
Very exciting. Now, let me ask you this. While, you know, while we're sitting here, I want to remind everybody that they can get the latest updates from your company at the website panaceaLife.com. That's PanaceaLife.com. I want to take the moment to take care of some housekeeping and get an update on all your social media profiles. You know, where are you guys at? Where are you most active? I want to see people over there, and I want to, you know, kind of get everybody updated with you.
Yes, we do have a pretty active Instagram account under Panacea Life. Of course, our website, we're on Twitter. Mostly those are the ones we focus on. We do have a sales force and a call center type thing that we're looking for new contract manufacturing. So this calling center goes out to a lot of different nutraceutical companies, other CBD companies. Those that we can use our overcapacity in our manufacturing plant to produce their products.
Wow. Well, thanks for that update. I want to give everybody a reminder. We are speaking with Leslie Budorf. She's the CEO of Panacea Life Science Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PLSH. Leslie, I'm going to give you the last word on this one, and I'm hoping that you're going to come and see us in the next 30 to 45 days. It sounds like we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we have with the acquisition, and we're looking for additional acquisitions. We have a lot of exciting new projects going on. We hope to grow the company, you know, by several times this year through different acquisitions. So we're just hoping that we can get some investment dollars in the door, and also the volume of our stock up, so we can create some excitement in the market about Panacea Life Sciences.
Wonderful. Well, I can't wait to have you back on. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you. Nice talking to you. Have a good day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.